Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. We take a moment for silent reflection. We pray, God, who searches and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Let all God's people say, Amen. We sing together.
The first reading this morning is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. As you read and perhaps listen closely to this, it's like looking in a mirror. And then as you look in the mirror, you also hear a challenge for each of us. And then at the end, there's a promise. From Isaiah 58. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice us? Look, you serve your own interests on your feast day and oppose all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day of humble yourself? Is it not to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to your Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break everyone's yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall be springing up forever. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry to the Lord, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom shall be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in the parched places and make your bones strong. And you will be like the watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is a portion of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words of wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do speak wisdom, though it is not the wisdom of this age, or of the ruler of this age, who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things of God that God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritually discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid, and no one after lighting a lamp puts it under the bushel basket or on the lampstand, but on the lampstand it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Once upon a time, two people, a nice young man and a nice young woman, fell in love. Fell in love and eventually got married. They went on in their life. They went a couple different directions, but realized they were ready to have a child. And they had this child. And they were born. And for the next few years, there was a few moving back and forth, until finally settling in one place, eventually moving and settling in another place. Now this person continued to grow. They made some mistakes. They cheated on a couple tests. They stole a couple items in which they really, really wanted. They attended worship weekly. They did some crazy things, got into more trouble than they probably should have some days. Thought it was an awesome idea during Lent to get rid of movies and sugar. Continued to grow, went on to school, moved on. Eventually, too, got married, eventually had a child, eventually settled in somewhere unexpected. But the world kept throwing curveballs this way and that. And that person eventually ended up in this congregation with this question: who am I? Who am I? Because when we stop and take a look in that mirror that's already been suggested today, we might ask that very question: who am I? Who is that person looking back? When we think about what we've done in our lives, when we think about what we do, we might ask, who am I? During Lent, we might do some things that make us feel better. And we start thinking about that because Lent is only a couple weeks away now. But do we give up that sugar for ourselves? Do we give up movies for ourselves? Do we give up wearing things we've been wearing far too often for ourselves? What do? Who am I? Does the liturgy have to be perfect? What happens if the pastor disrupts my usual spot? What happens? Who am I? Are we bringing attention to ourselves? Or do we do what we do for God? One of the commentaries I read for this Sunday brings to light some of this question of what do we do? Who am I? Who are we? It involved a pastor from a nearby town coming and visiting. And this pastor brought a group with him, and it ended up being a very wet day. They'd been working with some people in the city that had been down in the dumps, perhaps. They became dirty, and as it rained and rained, they figured they needed somewhere safe. And the pastor went to this church that was open and figured, yes, this is the place. We went in with the group, and as he came in, they began to start going towards the sanctuary when the security guard stopped and said, you can't come in. You can't come any further because we've been trying to keep those that look poor, those that look dirty, out. We want that squeaky, clean image. And they were turned away. So when we look in the mirror, who am I? That's a question that we might ask ourselves on a daily basis when we look in that mirror. And here's a song from the movie Moana that I know has always been waiting impatiently this morning to hear. But hear these words from this song that says, know who you are. As you listen to those words, you know who you are. I know who you are. When we look in the mirror and we hear some of those things from Isaiah that poke back at us, what do we do? What we do? Why do we fast? Why do we do that? Are we doing this for you? Are we doing it for God? What is it for? How are we doing in some of those things? Because I know it didn't take rocket science to figure out who that person at the beginning was, but that's me. When I look in the mirror, I see some of those things staring back at me. Some of those things where I've come from, some of the mistakes that I've made, the journey to here, and it's all there. And yet when I look back too, I see more than that. And Jesus points that out too by saying, guess what? You are the light of the world. That's who you are. You're more than what the world tells you you are. You're more than the sum of your mistakes. You're more than that. In fact, there's a little bit of light coming off of you. You're the light of the world. What good is it to hide that light to ourselves under some sort of basket? It doesn't do a lot of good if you put this in your pocket. I mean, you don't really see much. You might see your pocket light up at night, but that's about it. Do we do what we do? Why do we do it? We do it to show the light before others so they may see God's work, to see our true self. We do what we do not to become the light because we're already the light. And Isaiah gives us plenty of ideas of what that can look like, what it can look like for your light to shine and break through the dawn, break forth like the dawn, to undo the yokes, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke, to share bread with the hungry, the homeless, poor in the house, to see the naked, to cover them, to hide, and not to hide yourself. And if you do some of these things to satisfy the needs of the afflicted, your light will rise in the darkness. And now you might come up with more things to that list. Who knows where you are in your life? But those are some ideas that Isaiah gives us that can show the light breaking in the darkness. And I don't know about you, but could the world today use a little bit of that light that you have with you to shine in the darkness, the light of the gospel? When you look at yourself in that mirror and say, "Who am I?" You say, "I am a child of God whose light has a lot of shining." That's who I truly am, a child of God. For light to shine, we might need to work a little harder in the dark, but know that the light that shines in the darkness and cannot be overcome, goes with us. It's a light that we all have going with us. We identify as the light not because of what we do, but because of what God did. Because of who we are, we do what we do as children of the light. It can be challenging. It absolutely can. But know that the light goes with you. And Christ says, "I know who you are, and you are mine." Thanks be to God. Amen.
Pastor Zach's sermon reminds me of my friend, Pastor Lowell Halverson, who served in Belmont. And he became a pastor because he was looking in the mirror one day. He was shaving the old-fashioned way. And as he looked in the mirror, he heard the words, "He died for you. He died for you too." And so that calling on his heart sent him on a journey to seminary to become a pastor. And I pray that as you look in the mirror, you hear those words as well. Having heard the gospel proclaimed in our midst, let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I invite you to stand as you are able. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At the end of each prayer petition today, I will end it with, "Hear us, O God." I invite your response, "Your mercy is great." Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Holy God, it is your desire that all people might come to know you intimately. Lead people everywhere into deeper relationship with you. Let your church radiate your goodness, your justice to all whom we encounter, not for ourselves, but to bring healing to the world and to bring glory to you. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of creation, you quench the dry ground, you bring water, bringing water that sustains life. Satisfy the needs of all the earth so that all living things bear witness to your verdant grace and continue to shout your praise. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. God of glory, during your time here on earth, you were crucified by powerful rulers who did not understand you. Grant leaders in our day wisdom and discernment that they may recognize you in the lives of the people they serve. Let all who are called to leadership serve as though they were serving you, so that you may be glorified and again the world be healed. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of justice, you free us from the oppression that binds us and exhort us to serve one another. Liberate us from all fear, bigotry, greed, and greed that set our hearts and minds on love, equality, and justice. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of life, you reveal your saving love to us through the power of your Spirit. Bless those among us who are preparing to encounter your invigorating will in a new way, especially those preparing for holy baptism. We pray also for those who are sick and suffering and for those who are dying. Today we pray for members of this congregation who have asked us to pray on their behalf. We pray for Iris, Kyler, Heather, Lauren, Joan, Anise, Melissa, Gay Jean, Leonard, Ashley, Scott, Missionary Karen, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Magallanes. Lord, bring them healing, bring them hope, and touch their lives with your holy presence. Lord, hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Of me. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and in purpose. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to let our light shine for Christ. Let all God's people say, thanks be to God.